Real Madrid are back on top of Spain's La Liga on goal difference. And Sir Chris Hoy wins his 10th world title in cycling.
Chris Hoy still leads. Round the banking into the finishing straight. Chris Hoy leads. Awan's in second place. Hoy takes the goal for Great Britain. I think it was desperately close on the line.
First, though, police in Turkey have been questioning more than 40 people over the allegations of match-fixing. One is a former international defender, Fatih Akyel, who's been jailed pending charges of fraud and membership of a criminal organisation. He used to play for Galatasaray and was part of the Turkey team that came third of the 2002 World Cup. He now plays for a third-division team. The arrests are part of a Europe-wide investigation, which started after a gang was accused of bribing players, coaches and officials to fix matches in several countries, including Germany, Belgium and Croatia. The BBC's Jonathan Head has more from Istanbul.
This is not the first time there have been allegations of match-fixing. They're almost routine here in Turkey, but the investigations in Germany, in Bochum, which broke in November last year, immediately implicated a number of games, we think around 29 in Turkey. Now, the Turks waited for the Germans to make progress with their investigation and for them to hand over documents about what they'd found before they pushed ahead with their investigation, although what they're telling us now is they were actually looking into this, the authorities, as early as August last year. But the German investigation has given them new momentum. They believe it's directly connected with this network of match fixers involving at least 200 games. And these detentions that we've had are the first people to be taken into custody in relation to that Turkish investigation. So it's all part of that Europe-wide match-fixing scandal. It does involve big teams here in Turkey. In other countries, it's mostly been minor teams. But we do have a number of Premier League, what's known as the Turkcell Super League teams, involved, and a number of matches involving big teams where we think that there was some kind of fixing going on.
The investigation in Turkey has been welcomed by the head of European football, Michel Platini. The UEFA president reiterated his call for anyone found guilty of fixing matches to be given a lifetime ban from all football-related activity.
Thanks to the fraud detection system we set up following last year's Congress, a number of cases have been uncovered. We've been able to help the public authorities in their investigations by providing them with a whole series of evidence about certain matches which we suspect of having been fixed. In the space of just a few months, we've given ourselves the means to succeed, and I think we are succeeding. The cheats now know that they're being hunted down and watched, and that when they are caught, and believe me, they will be caught, they'll be made an example of. They'll face disciplinary sanctions that could go as far as a lifetime ban. Yes, a lifetime ban from all football-related activity.
Michel Platini speaking at the UEFA Congress in Israel, where he also confirmed he'll stand for a second term as the organisation's president next year. He's expected to stand unopposed. Sven-Göran Eriksson, Mark Hughes and Bernd Schuster, the former managers of England, Wales and Real Madrid, will find out on Friday which of them will coach Ivory Coast at the World Cup finals. Eriksson and Hughes have also filled the managerial chair at Manchester City in recent years. Ivory Coast have been grouped with Brazil, Portugal and North Korea at those World Cup finals, which start in June. Well, Real Madrid are back on top of the Spanish league on goal difference. That's after a 4-2 win away to their city rivals Getafe. Martin Fuchs reports.
Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice, the first from a trademark free kick, and so did the in-form Argentine striker Gonzalo Higuain, as Real Madrid shot into a 4-0 lead inside 37 minutes and threatened to rack up a very big score. But Daniel Parejo got one back for Getafe before half-time, and in a much less frantic second half, Pedro Leon scored another to at least make it look respectable for the home side. Getafe's coach Michel, a former Real Madrid player, was dismissed from the bench in stoppage time for protesting about a refereeing decision. So Real Madrid go back above Barcelona on goal difference. They're 18 points clear of the field. The top two are due to meet at the Bernabeu on April the 11th. Next, though, for Real, it's another Madrid derby at home to Atletico on Sunday. Barcelona visit Mallorca on Saturday.
And another of Real Madrid's neighbours, Atletico, won 2-0 at home to Athletic Bilbao. And there's one result from Serie A in Italy, Napoli 3, Juventus 1. Now, Tony Mowbray is no longer Celtic's manager. He's parted company with the Scottish club after saying he took all the blame for a 4-0 defeat by Lodi St Mirren in the SPL. Celtic trail their great rivals Rangers by 10 points at the top of the table. Mowbray, a former Celtic defender, returned to the club as manager last June from West Bromwich Albion. He won 17 out of 30 league games. Here's the BBC's Scottish football reporter, Roddy Forsyth.
The end was as inevitable as the cause had been unexpected, just as nobody thought St Mirren, the second bottom club in the SPL, would inflict defeat and heap humiliation on Celtic, so few doubted that Tony Mowbray was a goner as Celtic manager once it happened. He went, along with his assistant Mark Venus and first-team coach Peter Grant, in a clear-out of the management team that was brought in to herald a bright dawn of attacking football in the Celtic style after the loss of the SPL title last season. Celtic certainly attacked to the end under Mowbray. They finished with six forwards against St Mirren, but that simply turned defeat into fiasco. Now, youth coach Neil Lennon will be in charge for Saturday's visit of Kilmarnock. He may yet keep the position for the remainder of the season.
A new season of Major League Soccer is about to start in North America, with the future of its star attraction David Beckham still in doubt. Sean Wheelock reports.
The 15th season of Major League Soccer opens with a new club, Philadelphia Union. A new stadium, $200 million Red Bull Arena, located just outside of New York. And a new labor agreement that narrowly averted a player strike and a likely delay to the start of the campaign. But MLS also opens with the future of its biggest star very much in doubt. David Beckham was not set to return to Los Angeles Galaxy until the conclusion of this summer's World Cup. But following surgery on his ruptured Achilles tendon, it's unclear when or even if Beckham will again play in the United States. Real Salt Lake, meanwhile, are the reigning champions and are now attempting to become just the third MLS club ever to defend their title.
In cycling, Britain's Olympic champion Sir Chris Hoy enjoyed more success on the second day of the World Track Championships in Copenhagen. There was also gold for the teenage American Taylor Finney. Wrapping up the action, the BBC's Simon Brotherton.
The biggest name at these championships came up trumps in the men's Kieran final on day two, Sir Chris Hoy of Great Britain winning his 10th world title, back on the track where he first pulled on a rainbow jersey 8 years ago. Hoy beating Azizul Hasni Awang of Malaysia and last year's champion Maximilian Levy of Germany to the line in a thrilling final. One of the future stars of cycling successfully defended his men's individual pursuit crown. The American Taylor Finney, just 19 years of age, beat Jesse Sargent in the final, having been beaten by the New Zealander in the qualifying ride. Jack Bowbridge of Australia won the bronze. The home crowd had something to cheer about too, with Alex Rasmussen of Denmark winning the men's scratch race ahead of Japan's Kazuhiro Amori, with Martin Blaha of the Czech Republic third. And New Zealand's women's team pursuiters will be kicking themselves after breaking the world record in the bronze medal ride. Australia took gold over Great Britain. And it was a world record for Australia in claiming another gold medal ahead of China in the women's team sprint. Lithuania beat Great Britain for the bronze.
So, Sir Chris Hoy, a winner again in the Kieran, but such was the competition, the Flying Scot admitted he was reluctant to go to the front too early.
There's a few guys in there, really strong kilo riders, like Purvis and Mulder for another, so if I try and do the kind of go 2.5 laps full gas, there's a chance they can sit behind me and come past, so I wanted to make sure I was at the front, but maybe not for a full 2.5 laps.
10 world titles, and from your reaction, that one meant as much to you as the first.
Oh, absolutely, you know, and whilst it wasn't in my mind to come back here, the venue where I had a nasty crash last year, in the Kieran final as well, to make amends for that, it's very special indeed.
And in golf, JB Holmes and Davis Love both shot 6 under par 66s to lead on the first day of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That's on the US PGA Tour. And before we go, a reminder that police in Turkey are questioning top players and officials as part of a Europe-wide investigation into football match fixing. That's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.